The Wanderers.
Some of the people decided to go to this new land, where there would be more room. The people built three canoes for the trip that were big enough to hold hundreds of them. They decorated the canoes beautifully. They loaded enough food, water, and other things they needed for the trip. Then those who were leaving said goodbye to those who were staying, and the long journey over the ocean to the new land began. The trip was long, and on the way the voyagers became tired and angry with each other and began to fight. So, Ngatoro, a magician who had come with them, decided to use his magic to call up a storm. This made the voyagers afraid. Then Ngatoro called a whirlpool from deep in the ocean. When the voyagers saw the whirlpool before their canoes, they begged Ngatoro to help them, promising to make peace with one another. So Ngatoro commanded the storm and the sea to be calm. The heavens and the sea were once again quiet, and the voyagers continued their trip together peacefully. After travelling for a long time, the people saw what seemed to be a great white cloud on the horizon. They sailed on and on towards it, and the next day they reached the new land, which they named Aotearoa, the land of the long white cloud. They came nearer and saw the snowy mountain peaks high above the cloud, the sun shining down on beautiful forests, flowers and streams. Exploring the land, they found enough food and fresh water, and so they began to build houses and plant seeds to hunt and to fish. Ngatoro also wandered through the country to bless it with his magic. He used his magic to dry swamps, lower hills, call up springs of water from the ground, and have fairies guard the land for his people. He told his people he was going to the mountains and that they shouldn't eat anything until he would return. If they fasted, he told them, his magic would remain strong. But as soon as they could no longer see him, Ngatoro's people forgot what he had told them. They ate, and Ngatoro's magic weakened. It became very difficult for him to climb, and when he reached the snowy peak of a mountain, he had grown tired and weak, and he fell to the ground. It was cold, and Ngatoro was in danger of freezing to death. And so he prayed to the God of Fire, and the God of Fire heard his prayer. At the Fire God's command, a stream of fire sprang out of the mountaintop and poured down the side of the mountain, so that Ngatoro could warm himself. When Ngatoro returned and told his people what had happened, they were very sorry that they had forgotten to fast and almost caused his death, and they promised in the future always to remember his words. To help them remember, the fire still burns in the mountain, which is called a volcano. Sometimes the fire comes to the surface, just as it did to help Ngatoro. And now, the children of the people who once settled the new land long ago still live there, still telling the tale of how their ancestors came to the land.